Make sure we're recording. All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and yeah, we didn't do a show this time, but we're doing Fetish Locator and another game I have been asked to play. This will be the last two games, I think, in AVN month. Maybe there'll be another. Of course, we'll always have the stuff on Tuesday. Tuesday AVNs will still happen, so don't worry about that. But we're doing it, so here you go. Thanks, but I'm good. Maybe later. Sure, just holler if you need me.
Hey.
Iona?
Oh.
Oh, hey, hi, the Grim Lord? No, wait, fuck. Grim? Right in two. Sorry, I meet a lot of people, so I mix things up a bit sometimes.
Yeah.
It's alright. Anyway, almost didn't catch you there. Way different without the mask. Good different?
Yes.
Definitely. So what's up? What's happening? Ambrose contacted me and set this up. Something about a party and me being this bartender? Mm-hmm. Pretty much. A couple of friends and I are throwing a party tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I'm going to take a wild guess and say that you want me to be the bartender for that? How? Oh, how did you figure that out? How long is it going to be? I'd say about 4 to 5 hours. Okay, will you allow tips and or tip jars?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I don't see why not. Cool. Do you have a menu ready to go? Any signature drinks or whatever? You'd have to talk with Ambrose about that. Well, do. How big is this thing gonna be? Guest-wise, I mean.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 15, 30 people, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I can work with that. My rates are $60 an hour plus any tips. Jesus. You'll provide the drinks and menu. I'll take care of the rest. I'll send my license and registration stuff later.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, do you have my number, by the way?
No.
I don't, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Please save it, then. 55. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. That works for me. Great, then. Looks like you got yourself a bartender.
Yeah.
Looks like I did. Am? Hey, are you at Nora's yet? Iona should be there by now. Look at that. A text from Ambrose at just the right time. She's got impeccable timing, huh? Tell me about it. Yep, I'm here. She's in. I can probably trigger a blitz challenge right now. I wonder if she'd take it up. Fuck, it costs 15 points. I don't have enough points for it even if I wanted to. Hey, I better bounce. Got some stuff to do. If you have any questions or whatever, just send me a message.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll do that. Great, catch you later then.
Hey.
Hey, what's new?
Hmm.
Not much. Putting a party together tomorrow.
Oh.
Cool, is it your birthday?
Nah.
Nah, it's more of a fetish party. Interesting. So not the type of party you want me to advertise. Ha, no doubt you'll want to put posters in your window for this. I doubt you'll want to put posters in your window for this. So, classes are going well?
Yeah.
I think so. Could be better. Why?
Mm.
Oh, I was thinking I could talk to your professor or something. Why would you do that?
Hey!
You're a business major, dummy. Saving my failing business should be worth some extra credit. Oh, that's a good idea. Let me think about it.
Uh-huh.
Sure, just send your professor over here sometime.
Yeah.
Will do. Well, I should get back to it. I'm sure I'll have more customers soon. You're welcome. Yeah, thanks.
Hey.
Hey, Ambrose.
Hey.
Hey, Grim, how'd it go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just having a little talk with Iona. She's gonna tend the bar for us at the party. Thanks for setting this up. Nice. Stacy and I are working on party planning as well. She's just ordering some caffeine. We can tell you more when she gets here. Oh, I keep forgetting to ask you about something. Can you make some device or place so we can talk freely? Oh yeah, I was thinking about that too. We can discuss it later. Maybe tomorrow. I was thinking we could do some painting at Stacy's apartment. Faraday cage. I guess Ambrose wants to build a Faraday cage at Stacy's apartment. Sounds good. We should start early on that, so there's time for the party later. Oh, you're gonna love this party. We've got everything figured out. Really? Well, almost.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There is that one tiny, minuscule, insignificant little detail. Yeah, just that little detail. What's missing? The location. The location. That doesn't sound like such a tiny detail. I'm sure we'll come up with something. We've done all the hard work on this so far. It's your turn.
Hey.
You kicked me out of the brainstorming discussion. So now we're including you. Ambrose's place is too small. My apartment is way too small. Could we sneak people into the gym?
No.
I don't think.
Hey.
Hey, love. Sorry, I hope I'm not interrupting. Not at all.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Get a room. What? Oh. What did I interrupt? Does she know? Of course. Do I know about which part? The party. We're trying to help Grim reach his goal. You both know about his goal? Yeah. We've got everything set up for Grim to throw a big party tomorrow, but we haven't decided where it'll be yet.
She didn't know why, though.
Nora would kill me if we tried to hold it anywhere around here. Maybe... How many people are you planning on inviting? Well, I have 6 so far, and I'm trying to get 20. Plus, the people that we invite will probably invite others. They won't invent others, so...
Think you can come by and do some of that hoary moaning you did on the microphone last time?
That shouldn't be a problem. I know just the place. You do?
Yes.
Sure, I mean, men's fit that many people at her house for those fetish parties.
Has she cracked a beer?
Squizzle did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think men would. So it shouldn't be a problem throwing a similar sized party at my house. Your house? Technically my parents own it, but they're overseas.
Uh-huh.
What? Why? Lydia's parents are kind of a big deal. They're on tour right now, but usually, well, they're not in this country very often. So you have a house as big as Min's family, but all to yourself?
Yes.
It'd be perfect for your party. Plenty of space, the pool temperature's perfect, and Tuesday the cleaning service will be coming anyway. You have a house, a pool, and a cleaning staff?
There's jizz everywhere.
It's a service.
I don't know what that is in Spanish, but I can imagine the cleaning crew will know.
Right. They only drop by one day every couple of weeks.
Yes.
You're my new favorite person. Hey, sorry, Ambrose, you're her old favorite person now.
What?
Yeah, what does that make you? He's just, don't say it, a really nice person. She's a firecracker. It's Stacy, right?
Yay!
That's me. Grim told me how much fun you are to have around. I see he was underselling it.
Aww.
Oh, you're so sweet. Lydia, I really appreciate your offer, but are you sure? Parties can get messy and... Shh! We're throwing this party at my house tomorrow and I won't hear any arguments against it. Well, that settles that. What do you need to do to prepare? Oh, can we come over this afternoon to set up?
Yes.
Sure, but I need to borrow Grim for a few hours.
I'm gonna set
a
camera in your horror room.
Do you need my number? You're my boyfriend's best friend. I've already got it. Oh, okay. Just call or text me when it's a good time. Would it be all right if we try out your pool while we're there? Stacy. Not a problem, Stacy. You're awesome.
Boy, she kind of act like such a... Or the way they have it, she says something intelligent, and then they're like, we have cupcakes. Yay! What about pickles? Yay!
Let's leave these two lovebirds alone. What's the rush? The sooner we get started.
Hey!
Do you know how to get there? I do. We'll meet you whenever you're ready.
We have apple juice. What?
Grim, let's go. I've got a present for you. Sure, where are we going? To a hotel. Chastity is waiting. Hell yes.
Okay.
After a short travel with Lydia. Huh, this is the same hotel Samia sent me to. Grim, may I introduce you to Chastity?
Doesn't look very chaste.
Hi. Not what I expected. What's going on here? Chastity or Chase, if you prefer, is a friend of Allison's.
Hey.
Hi. I'm more of a business associate of Allison's. Yeah, I figured that. She's a cam girl. Or maybe a hooker. Just prostitute, but
or maybe
know.
A prostitute. Or maybe someone infected with herpes. I'm not sure. She didn't give me her full vato.
You have been so wonderful to me giving my first orgasm. Excuse me. You have been so wonderful to me giving me my first orgasm, stopping me from losing control yesterday and just being awesome. I wanted to get you a present. You got me a whore? She literally went out and found me her finest whore. Considerate,
she's good looking. She ain't dressing like a finest whore.
Right.
Kind of dressing like the one, like,
yeah, at the street corner.
Is her paperwork come back clean?
Right. Considerate a performance art piece where you are the lead actor and I'm the lead actress. I'll just be in the audience this time. Okay. Your girlfriend was kind enough to pay for my ass or my pussy, but not both. Which would you prefer? Oh, which
what
is better for you?
More?
Given the option, most guys prefer to fuck my ass. So there would be a certain novelty to her womanhood. I mean, if it's all right with both of you, could you keep it to vaginal sex? I'm just not ready to see or even imagine that other thing yet.
Yeah.
You are so sweet.
The smell. And we got a party tomorrow. We can't have this place smelling like ass.
Right. That's the apartment. This is an apartment. This isn't her place.
Well.
I see why you keep her. Thanks?
Yes.
She's incredibly sweet.
Yes.
That's just one of,
you better check for Adam's apple.
One of Lydia's many virtues. That was Grim talking. Oh.
It sounded like a girl trying to sound like a guy, or vice versa.
Don't worry, I already forgot it. Alright, so I guess we should...
Uh-huh.
Right,
I'm
you
all
are.
Woman.
Let's get at you out of these clothes, my young stud.
Bling, bling. Okay.
I'll just be... I'm just gonna listen from the refresher.
Oh,
the refresher?
Turn the camera.
The bathroom. Fancy word for toilet.
Okay.
Hey.
Let's keep this nice and simple. No kissing. No kissing my face, no kissing my body, just no kissing at all.
Duh, I'm good with that.
There's no need for foreplay with me, and you didn't pay for the emotional faux girlfriend experience. That's okay with me, my girlfriend arranged this.
You know how they say your balls have taste buds?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why can I have the sudden hint of old fish in my mouth?
Second, no real names. I'm Chastity. You two are Mr. and Miss No Name to me.
You start smacking.
You can call out any names you want while you fuck me, but if you yell my real name, I'll find ways to inflict pain that you won't enjoy. Mm-hmm. Chastity is fine. I don't know your real name anyway.
Yeah.
Cool, let's get down to business then.
Yeah.
Definitely. More than all right, please. Yes.
Oh.
You're eager. I like that.
Won't kiss, but you'll shove a cock in your mouth.
Yep. That's how they work.
Yeah.
There's so many sex workers that are like
it's
that.
Been. Of course, you know, if she is a whore, don't want to kiss anyway.
No.
You know, in the movie French Kiss, the guy says kissing is more expensive than just plain sex because it's more intimate.
Right.
But if you're like, why does your lips taste like cock? I don't think I'm looking forward to that conversation.
Right. What does that sound? That sounds like, oh, she must be performing oral sex on him. Ew, that's gross.
Is
although
it
might be nice if he performed orally on me.
And that's why she'll never be married.
You're tasty. How do you want to fuck me? The bed's too far for my girlfriend to hear. Let's try the couch. If that's what you want, inmate.
You're not gonna wear a condom?
No, he's dummy.
Yeah. He's, oh, don't worry. This is digital.
Can you hear us all right in there, love? Acoustic check is confirmed.
Well, come on in.
What does that mean? She's a singer. It means she can hear us fine. Give me all that hard cock, big boy, she says.
Get ready. I drank my Gatorade. Ate my wheeze.
This is my favorite position, providing you with a full frontal view of my body, while gravity impales my pussy on your throbbing dick.
That's my favorite view myself.
You are incredibly tight. How are you so tight? There are muscles down there. I exercise regularly. Hmm. Are you flexing your pussy around my cock? That feels amazing. You feel amazing too. I don't believe this is happening.
Wow,
I'm
you're a
coming.
Whore. Of course you should expect it to be happening.
Did she just have an orgasm? That is so hot. Oh wow, that almost never happens to me at work. Let's see if we can make it happen again. You just earned yourself 10% off your next purchase. Let's change things up a bit. I want you to lean up against that wall. Right next to where your girlfriend
stare.
Is spying
she is
on
a whore.
Us. You kinky bastard. At least she gives discounts. You know, there's something to be said for a hooker that gives discounts.
I mean, that's like someone, here's a brand new car. I don't want that. I'll right. give you 10% off. What? Is that how you... I don't know if I want discounted pussy.
Right.
That might be... Oh, that's like, you know, you're at the deli and they sell you something like expiration date in 2 days.
Well, yeah, but if you can eat it in 2 days, which some people can.
Oh, believe me, if you got a hooker, you're not eating anything if you right. know better.
Right. This position works better for me. Let me take control and thrust into you. Fuck yes. Fuck me. I'm yours. They're just behind this wall. I can't control myself any longer.
Come out there and join in, woman.
She doesn't want to. She gets more off of voyeurism.
I get more off of being there.
She likes hearing about it. And she likes hearing sex more than she likes... There's probably people
I
like
mean,
that.
I mean, there are people like that, I'm sure.
Whoop, she says, fuck, I'm gonna come soon like this.
But those are naive people.
Get on your knees, I want to paint your face. Here it comes.
Sponsored by Cinnabon. Where the cream is creamier. Cinnabon.
That's the best she's ever looked in this game. That was fun. No, they always get her eyes messed up or her facial
yeah.
expression weird.
Well, that when she's talking with the others.
Right, yeah, her face was off. Yeah, but they actually did good on that. I'm just going to clean up a bit, then I'll be out of your hair. No rush, it was really good. Thank you for that. I'm glad you're satisfied. I take pride in my work. Whoa, are you all right?
Wow.
Oh, wow, you're naked.
Dude, that's how this works. Have your parents ever talked to you about the bears and the bees? What's that?
Oh.
Sex? What's that? I just thought y'all had happy hug time.
Happy hug time. Oh, I...
That's what I'm going to call it next time. Oh, no, I didn't say anything about sex. I said happy hug time.
I guess you didn't see much of me in the dark theater yesterday. Your penis is great, too, but I'm just really surprised. Surprised. Damn, all this liquid on her face. That all came from your dick? That's how it works. That was so much.
From the post office to the delivery
Look
station.
Look at her face. She seems confused. Lydia seems a bit distracted. She's just staring at my body. She also looks good in that pose.
Bling, bling. Oh, yeah.
We got Lydia now. Okay, so there's another girl.
Why don't you try it sometime, woman? Not gonna push it on you.
All done in there. It's all yours. Oh, wow. We got the hooker.
Oh, so you can get a random whore anytime you want. Like usual.
Yeah. I'll see myself out. I'd appreciate it if you could leave a rating on my webpage. Thank you for writing Chastity's Pussy. Well, damn.
Chastity's Donut Holes. Call, make reservations.
I mean, I know it's her business, but did that seem a little impersonal to you? Warm, friendly, and professional. I don't see anything wrong with that. I think she conducted herself in a proper business manner. I mean, she even said, thank you for riding Chastity's Pussy. We'll see you again next time.
Yep.
Oh, right, you're a business major. You probably think every interaction should go like that. Maybe not every interaction, but I could go for more of what she did on the couch or up against the wall or...
Could I see your resume?
I bet. Thank you again. I should be thanking you. You arranged all of this.
What are your credentials? Like, over a million served, like, I'm sorry, you're overqualified.
Yeah, but you weren't the only one who had an orgasm here today. That's awesome. How do you feel? Terrific. I didn't pass out asleep this time. I feel energized. I think I want to go for a run outside or something.
How about some sex?
Don't I always like find sex? Overqualified to be just kind of
how
a bizarre term.
My ball sack? How about do something dirty while I pull your hair?
Cool. I feel
Slap
like I need
ass.
A shower. Oh, go ahead.
Here, you want to join me? Might like it.
We are recording, making sure.
That's all right.
Terrell called me and said he has arranged everything on his end. Time to see. Hey, you came. Come on in.
Yeah.
She's outside. She is all right with this, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. She's fine with it. All right, then. Wait a second. I'll go get her. Sure.
Hey, come in here. Wear this blindfold. Don't ask questions. And open your mouth.
Grim! Aaliyah, my girlfriend.
Hey.
Huh. Boy, that lazy eye is just a wandering, ain't it?
Right. So you're the man that Terrell is whoring me out to.
Hit herself in the side of the head.
I suppose he could have done worse. It's a pleasure to meet you, Grim. Huh, bold and confident. Wonder how he scored her. The feeling's mutual.
Said, you know you got a lazy eye. I'm the best you can do. And they were together forever.
Well, hon, why don't you go outside and wait? I will call you when we're done here. Yeah, I'll leave you two to, yeah. Now, let's get rid of these clothes.
I will let you know I fucked a whore earlier, so you might want to get tested afterwards. No.
Are you not gonna remove your clothes? Sorry, was just admiring the view. Well, I can't exactly blame you, I suppose. Maybe you would like for me to take care of your clothes for you. Yeah, put them in the washer. And do
fix
that.
Fix me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Give me a blowjob.
I think I'd like that.
Oh, he didn't feel all right.
No, he don't like that.
Well, when you get blown by a lesbian, those are the prices.
I mean, mate, if you're uncomfortable...
And then he turned around and said, wait!
Yeah. Impressive. Tell me, do I arouse you? Do I make you drop your inhibitions? Do I make you want to sin?
Do I make you horny?
Yes. Good.
I tell you, you're doing it wrong. I want you to grip it like you're hanging from a cliff, and that's the rope that's going to save your life. I want you to white knuckle that motherfucker. Leave it first.
Damn. There she goes.
Hey, honey, look what I'm doing. Look what I can do. You never do that with me.
That was great. Wow. I know, and that's just the beginning. Come, let's go to the bed. It's much more comfortable.
Yeah.
What are y'all up to in there?
Had sex with a girl, and He also stuck a thumb in her butt while he's vaginally.
Oh, man.
I'm like, yeah, you're going to want to wash that.
That feels good. Gross. Look at him. Shameless. Offers me his tribute and proceeds to watch as another man has his way with me. Now, what this is called is NTR, or cuckolding. I happen to know a man that, you know, we happen to know a man. I just talked to him today.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, still, despite all the crap that went on, I'm still pretty cool with Drex, right? But, oh yeah, he's... Well, me and him are both getting called groomers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know you weren't, every time you weren't cool with
him. Well, no, I know. Yeah. But a lot of people may think that some of the crap that's happened with some of the, you know, the other guys. But no, Drex has always been cool.
Oh.
And, he was telling me a story about this one woman he knows that her husband, he always cares about his money and he wants her to buy everything and all this other crap and doesn't want anything to do with him. And he said, why is she here at the hotel with me then? And he literally showed pics. He's like, yep, here she is. And they say, oh, you're making all this up. No, he's showing me pictures. He said, look at the date. And it was right after freaking Valentine's Day. So they had this, you know, they're in couples therapy. They're not married. They're just dating. But they're
seriously
in couple.
Dating.
Yeah, but they're in couples therapy. Look, I'm sorry. If you're in couples therapy, your relationship is fucking done. I'm sorry.
I mean, circumstances. Now, if it's a disaster, I think cuckolding, that would probably be a nail in the coffin.
Now, this isn't what he was doing. He's doing
where he was
like he basically
sleeping with them and their
the married one. Yeah. What the significant other watching? Yeah, the cut chair and all that other stuff. He's got so many stories about.
Now I am once I date hardcore, I am monogamous.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, you don't want to watch other people fucking your wife.
Not an exhibitionist.
Right.
Anymore. No.
Yeah.
But,
offers me as a tribute and proceeds to watch as another man has his way with me. Now, I don't condone this. This isn't a kind of... Terrell, seems like you're very eager to watch. Why don't you come inside then?
It's like 3D porn. Come on, man.
The couch would give a better view. Get on the cuck couch.
Boy, he looks so fucking sad.
They all do. They do in real life. They do in real life. Drex is telling me all these guys, and if he ever comes on again sometime, he said, how do all those guys look that when you're fucking their wife?
They could be there.
They look sad.
It's like watching someone else ride a roller coaster you've been waiting
to ride. And they make sure you have snacks, Gatorade and protein bars. Yeah, there's literally...
Yeah. So they had to cater to the guy railing.
Yes. And they do, and some of them do cleanup too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'd rather look at you than him.
That's why I'll never have orgy in my house.
You feel so good, Grim moans loudly.
Your tits feel like a bag of sand.
I mean...
I don't know if you watch 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I still haven't watched. Oh. I've got it, though. I've got it. I actually don't have an excuse anymore. I've got a
so
good...
So many old
got a Blu-ray. I've got
now.
Blu-ray copies of great movies now. I can watch them. Just... Movie month is next month, so I'll start watching some movies.
Okay.
Are you enjoying the view, hon? Let's change things up. I do movie month, then I do anime month, then
you know,
I do tokusatsu month.
One of the girls that played the blonde-headed girl in Prison School,
mm-hmm.
She was also in that one we saw about the trout that made everyone zombies.
Oh.
And then at the end, it was some weird-ass fight, things coming out their asses, the tentacles coming out their asses. It was a weird Asian one. It was what hers was. She was going to use the restroom. You know, they have just the hole in the ground in the outhouse, and the hand came up and grabbed her ass.
Oh yeah. I think we saw that.
Yeah, that's what I just.
Oh yeah. I know. Oh, are you going to run away again then?
And this is over.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Aaliyah, I'm close. I can feel you twitching. Come inside, but come with me. Or excuse me, I'm close as well. Come outside, but come with me. Damn, look at her ass.
Call me Rimshot.
Wow, that was something. Give me a minute. I'll go and get myself cleaned up. Can you tell me one more thing, Grim? This woman. What was her name, Maria? What was her name, Maria? Is she really that attractive? Enough for him to give this away willingly for what? A blowjob? I don't see what he sees in her, but he talks like she'll give him wings. Sometimes obsessing over something can make you blind to what you already have, I guess. Yeah, I guess so.
Uh-oh, now he got her in his...
Yep, got her in the pool.
Pick a girl pool.
Yep.
Hey.
That was nice, Grim. It was far better than I was expecting. If another meeting like this were to occur, I wouldn't be too mad if it ends up being you again. I wouldn't mind either. Oh, hey, I was wondering if you were out here. Yeah, had fun? Absolutely. Absolutely, is everything alright?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, it's just that you got to use her in every way. You know what? It doesn't matter.
Him to.
That's our deal done then? Unless you have more in mind, then yes, that's the deal done. Time to head back home. Okay, so that's where we're going to end it for now. You got to see
at least two scenes.
Yeah, two scenes and some crazy cuckolding. I mean, there was a hooker. And there was cuckolding, and it was all in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
With us talking.
That's
my goodness,
kind of record.
That's a crazy record. So, this is a great place to leave it off, but we're not leaving it off because we'll have more Fetish Locator for you next week, of course. I'm not stopping these AVNs. You know, yes, we're going into Arrowgate. I've said it about 5 times already. Just to let you guys know, it's going to be anime shit next month.
Oh, yeah.
But, we're going to be doing these games too, Fetish Locator, and we've got a surprise. Actually, I was going to do something else, but the developer of this game contacted me on Reddit and said, hey, could you do my game? And I'm like, sure. So we're going to be doing his game, and it looked pretty cool anyway, so why not, right? So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you guys next time on Grin's Uncanny Valley with more Fetish Locators. Stay tuned.
Later.